And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Will Raymond. This week, I'm asking candidates for this year's Superior Court and Board of Commissioner races to voluntarily report their campaign finances by Tuesday, October 24th. The last we heard about campaign fundraising was June 30th. At that time, we discovered that one of our commissioner candidates was well on track to nearly double the previous record for campaign election contributions, and much of that money had come from out of the county. 4 months ago, we also discovered that another local campaign record was in jeopardy as a couple of our Superior Court candidates raced towards the $100,000 mark. Judges Anderson and Fox had raised and spent roughly the same amount of money, $25,000 for Anderson, $28,000 for Fox. Judge Bedore, campaigning hard to retain his appointment to the bench, had raised $56,000, $150,000 from myself. But beyond all the candidates, celebrated attorney Adam Stein, with a steady flow of $100 or more contributions, had raised $82,000. Now, what's happened since? October 24th, we, the public, can find out. It's 3 days after the end of the third quarter reporting period, 6 days prior to the date that the reports must be filed, and 14 days before the election. A voluntary disclosure of campaign finance activities will enhance our public's confidence in our election process. And a voluntary disclosure measures our candidates' willingness to promote greater transparency both in our justice and political systems. October 24th, our local voters deserve a timely report of our candidates' campaign finances. This is Will Raymond.
Those with opposing views are encouraged to reply. The Commentators, local people, local issues on News Talk 1360, WCHL.